This is an example for you of a family negotiation. Your husband is complaining that your son won't clean his room. He's thinking of taking away his video games. You're thinking, well, I'm not surprised. That kid has been getting away with murder his whole life. Instead of letting your mind wander to how you are going to respond, focus on what your spouse is saying. Look at his body language. Is he angry? Is he feeling defeated? Then you can respond to him. So, what you're saying is that you told him to clean his room 3 times and he didn't do it, and now you're thinking of disciplining him. Make sure this does not come out sounding sarcastic or judgmental, but is simply a restatement of what your husband just told you. This accomplishes several things. First, it forces you to listen to the end of the story so that you can repeat it back. Second, it focuses the speaker to feel as if you really hear and understand what they are talking about. More often than not, that is what people want when they talk, just to be heard. Finally, it helps the speaker hear what he or she is saying in an objective way. In the example, your husband may see that taking away the boy's Nintendo may not be sufficient, but he is coming to the conclusion on his very own, not because you told him so. Now that you're focused on your common goal and are really listening to each other, how can you solve the issue? What if one person is committed to a particular solution and the other person is opposed to it? Don't look for a compromise, look for a creative solution. The key is to come up with as many solutions as possible. This is one way how to begin to determine what you are negotiating and how your negotiations should look. The problem: Mary wants to stay home with the kids. Jim needs Mary's income to make ends meet. Mary's intent is Jim will get better grades, and we will have less stress in the family, and we will have time to implement all of the things that we want to do. That's her intent. Jim's intent, on the other hand, is that there will be less stress if there is more money coming in. Mary, being at work, is not causing little Jimmy's bad grades. If he were more responsible, his grades would improve. Mom and Dad working will teach him responsibility, plus bring in money. The things that you can begin to think about to solve this negotiation would be such things as Mary could possibly telecommute, Mary and Jim could split shift for their work, Mary could work from home, Mary and Jim could move to a less expensive area, Jimmy could get a part-time job, Jim could try for a promotion. If Mary were to stay at home, they could sell her car. Some of these ideas may be good ones. Brainstorming will allow you to determine which ones will work for your family and will help to solve the problem that you are negotiating. We have gone over and I have suggested some great negotiation techniques. I would like to give you different negotiating scenarios so that you can learn to become a better negotiator. The first one is the conference room. We'll discuss presenter 1 and presenter 2. Conference room presenter number 1. It is Friday night. You have a 2-hour presentation tomorrow morning beginning at 9 a.m. The presentation is to be held in a rented conference facility. The main conference room at the facility, which you have reserved, is both the largest and the nicest one at that facility. The presentation will be to your most significant clients. This is the only conference room at the facility that is large enough to comfortably accommodate your audience. You called over a month ago to reserve the conference room, and Josh, the person in charge of scheduling the room, confirmed that you could have the room for the entire day and set up the night before. You agreed to pay the daily rate of $1,000 for using the conference room. You have also rented a state-of-the-art large-screen, high-definition projection system to be able to display a PowerPoint presentation. The system is easy to use and connects readily to any laptop. It is 6:30 p.m. and you have just arrived to set up the room for the presentation in the morning. When you arrive, Josh is not there and someone is talking to the person who appears to be in charge of the facility. When you walk over to them, you find from the facility manager that Josh is no longer with the company and the other person is there to set up for a meeting in the main conference room tomorrow as well. Claiming to have spoken with Josh and reserved the room for tomorrow, the facility manager has no record of either of you having reserved the room. This meeting is critical. It has to proceed flawlessly, as this meeting will be attended by key international people, as well as clients. You consider a successful meeting to be critical to your chances to receive a promotion you are being considered for. As far as you are concerned, you have reserved the main conference room for tomorrow, and you expect to be allowed to hold your meeting there as scheduled. Since you are there now, you intend to set up the room tonight. You are not going to accept anything less. Another conference room on the second floor, which rents for $500 per day, is available tomorrow. The smaller conference could fit everyone, but it would be very tight and would distract from your presentation. The main conference room is also available next Friday, but rescheduling the presentation would be problematic and might result in some clients not being able to attend. The facility manager informs you that the two of you will have to work out who gets the use of the main conference room and who has to move to the smaller conference room, and you will have to work it out yourselves. Presenter number two. It is Friday night. Your boss has scheduled a meeting beginning at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow afternoon with several high-level executives in the company. This meeting is an opportunity to gain their support for a major project he wants to initiate. Your boss considers this to be a critical meeting and wants everything to be perfect. He asked you months ago to arrange to hold the meeting in the main conference room at a rented facility that the company often uses. The main conference room at this facility is very much in demand because it is the largest and the nicest one that they have available. 2 months ago, you spoke with Josh, who is responsible for scheduling the conference room, and he confirmed that you could have the conference room all day tomorrow. You agreed to pay the daily rental rate of $1,000. You have come the night before to set up your projection equipment, which is old and difficult to set up. You intend to make sure everything is exactly the way your boss wants it. The projection system takes at least an hour to set up, and you did not want to have to come in before the meeting tomorrow to set it up. When you arrive at the facility, you learn that Josh is no longer with the company, and the facility manager has no record of you having reserved the conference room. To make matters worse, while you are speaking to the manager, another person arrives claiming to have also reserved the room for tomorrow. You are told there is another smaller, not nearly as nice conference room on the second floor available tomorrow. It rents for $500 per day. However, your boss would be furious at you if you had to move the meeting to the smaller conference room. The main conference room is available next Friday, but rescheduling the meeting to another day is not an option for you. Since you reserved the conference room with Josh 2 months ago, you expect the facility manager to honor your reservation and give you the main conference room tomorrow as scheduled. You are here now and intend to set up tonight. You are not going to accept anything less. The facility manager informs you that the two of you will have to work out who gets the use of the main conference room and who has to move to the smaller conference room yourself. He refuses to get involved. Your goal is to work out an arrangement with the other party that allows you to hold your meeting at this facility tomorrow. As you begin to negotiate this scenario, consider some helpful hints: the time, the equipment, and the room that will be used in this negotiation.